Welcome to the tax update for October, and in this edition we've got six items, the first of which is just an observation that HMRC have published their bulletin on employment related securities, and if you're advising in this area it's definitely worth a read. The second is that HMRC have published their newsletter issue 72, and as usual this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes which in themselves contain links to the HMRC opinions in this area. I was particularly interested to note that there are transitional provisions which are to be introduced to deal with the reduction in the lifetime allowance from 1.25 million to 1 million. And I am actually concerned because 1 million is not a great deal with the current low annuity rates that prevail. And it means that high earners may find themselves needing to consider different ways of saving for their retirement. I welcomed the announcement from the Chartered Institute of Taxation that HMRC has decided to discontinue its business record check activity. My own experience of this when it was first introduced was to receive reports back from ICAS members that HMRC were operating a traffic light system and that the ICAS members' clients always got green lights, which suggested to me that the focus of the business records activity was badly targeted in that they were approaching cases where the records were good and no further action was required. And I think this is probably what has led to the conclusion. David Goak, the Financial Secretary to the Treasury, has announced that draft clauses will be published on December the 9th, and that should spoil our Christmas relaxation and give us a load of detailed clauses to read and comment before 3rd February 2016. And finally, the Glynn case has been decided by the Upper Tribunal, which has referred it back to the First Tier Tribunal to find in the facts, because the Upper Tribunal has ruled that the First Tier Tribunal took into account matters which were irrelevant or reached conclusions in which there was no evidence to support the conclusion being reached. And as a result, the decision cannot be allowed to stand, and it's been referred back. Mr. Glynn had decided to become non-resident and move to Monaco, and after becoming non-resident in 2005-06, he paid himself a dividend of £24.59 million. If he was resident, the tax is £5.5 million, but if, as he had arranged, he was non-resident, then there would be no tax. But HMRC challenged this, and in particular said that the retention of the family home in St John's Wood, even though he didn't visit the UK for 90 days in any year, meant that he had a settled home here in the UK. And they referred to the Supreme Court's guidance in the Gaines-Cooper decision that it's necessary to lose UK residence to demonstrate a breaking of the ties with the UK. I can actually see that this is a very close decision, and it'll be interesting to see how the First Tier Tribunal reconsiders it. Thanks very much for listening.